Among the most famous psukim in the entire Torah are the psukim in Parshas Ekev that begin the Chamishi Aliyah in Perek Yud, psukim Yud Bet through Yud Gimel, the Ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoal Mi'imach. Moshe dramatically asks the Jewish people, what does Hashem want from you? Ki'im, just that, Liras Hashem Elokecha, to fear him, Alechez B'chol D'Rachav, to go in all of his ways, to follow him, Ul'ava Oso, to love him, Ul'avodos Hashem Elokecha, B'chol Avavcha, B'chol Nafshcha, to worship him with all of your heart and all of your soul, Lishmar Mitzvos Hashem, to observe all the mitzvos, Aschukosav, Asher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom, which Hashem is commanding you today, L'tov Lach, because it is for your benefit. Rashi, in interpreting these psukim, explains that they have to be understood in context. Coming on the heels of previous psukim, which had made reference to the fact that the Jewish people had previously sinned and rebelled, most dramatically at the Chet Egel, with the sin of the golden calf. And therefore, the Torah is communicating here that Hashem is still only asking of you to fear it. That is to say, va'ata does not mean something new. After all, we have already been obligated in Yirat Shemayim previously in the Torah. Rather, Va'ata means even now, despite the sins, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoal Mi'imach. What does Hashem want from you? He has compassion on you, and he's still willing to just accept Yirat Shemayim from you, if you can at least do that. That interpretation of the psukim as, so to speak, downplaying the level of demand is exactly what the Gemara in Brachos, very famously on Daf Lamed Gimel and Bet, is bothered by when the Gemara asks, how could you claim that Yirat Shemayim is a minimal request, something not that demanding? Otu Yirat Shemayim milsa zutrasahi, in the Gemara's well-known formulation. And the Gemara answers, yes, in fact, in Lagabi Moshe, milsa zutrasahi. Moshe, who was speaking, for him, it's not such a big deal. So on the one hand, you see confirmation that just like Rashi, the Gemara here is assuming that the ki'im is downplaying the level of demand. On the other hand, as many have asked, whether it be on Rashi or on the Gemara, it just doesn't make any sense. Yirat Shemayim is a big deal, and more than that, the fact that it's small, it's not a big deal for Moshe, how does that help the rest of us? The fact that Moshe is such a high level, and he can have Yirat Shemayim, for him it's a small thing, but Moshe is not speaking to himself, he's speaking to the rest of us, for all of history. So how does that help? How does that make any sense? Ramban does not ask any of these questions explicitly, but implicitly it's clear that Ramban is bothered by this, and therefore the Ramban gives a completely different interpretation than Rashi. Ramban says the first part of the Pasuk in Yud Bet has to be understood in light of the conclusion of Pasuk Yud Gimel, where we read, L'tov Lach, that this is all being done for our benefit. And therefore the Ramban explains that En Hachinami, the actual demand, objectively, of Yirat Shemayim is, of course, a big deal, and it is challenging and demanding for most people. However, what Moshe is stressing is that the reason that we have this obligation is L'tov Lach. It is for our benefit. Hashem is not obligating us in anything just because it's good for him, rather because it is good for us. And therefore, thus understood, Ki'im does not mean it's a minor thing. It is a big thing, but it's a minor thing in the sense that we're not being asked to sacrifice our own true interests. It's actually somewhat of a small thing to ask a person to do something that's actually good for him or her. Doesn't mean it's objectively easy, but Moshe is explaining, almost like a good parent or a teacher would, yes, what I'm asking from you is difficult, but you will benefit in the long run. And therefore, the demand is not such a challenging or heavy demand, because it's really being done with your best interests in mind. A third interpretation, different than both Rashi and Ramban, is offered by the Sefer HaIkarim, which is a book of philosophy written by Rav Yosef Albo in Spain in the first half of the 15th century. And even though he's not really a parshan on the Torah, he's not a commentary on the Torah, but because a particular chapter in the third section of the book is all about Yirat Shemayim, in that context, Rav Yosef Albo offers his exegesis, his parshanut, of how to read these psukim, and he is explicitly bothered by the questions that we just mentioned. That is to say, how can the psukim, how could Rashi, how could the Gemara be downplaying the demands of Yirat Shemayim? What's the difference if it's easy for Moshe? A rich person can't tell a poor person, just get me 1,000 gold pieces. It's not just 1,000 gold pieces for a poor person, even if it's a small token fee for the rich person. So too, the fact that it's easy for Moshe doesn't make it easy for us. What is going on? Therefore, Sefer Ikarim explains in the broadest sense that in fact, the goal of the world, and certainly the goal of placing a soul in a human body, is for us to achieve Yirat Shamayim. On the one hand, it is just, quote-unquote, just a specific command, as we saw even in last week's Parsa, Es Hashem Lekecha Tira, but it's also a general principle which encompasses all, or at least most, of the mitzvos. It's the ultimate telos, the ultimate goal of any human being. In fact, as he says, it's a very demanding thing, which is the goal of all of life. Avram Avinu, no less. Avram Avinu was not called Yerei Elokim until after he passed his final test. It's repeated in the Torah many times, this idea of Yerei Shamayim, not only to underscore its importance, but also to underscore how difficult it could be to achieve. It's in keeping with all of that in mind, says Rav Yosef Albo, we can understand our psukim. Because yes, ki'im, as Moshe said, he is giving us, so to speak, a discount, the hakalah. He's trying to make things easier for us. How is this easier for us? So he explains, ordinarily and in theory, the only way you could achieve this incredibly demanding goal of Yerei Shamayim is exactly as how the Pasuk initially says in Pasuk Yud Beis. You have to fear him in and of itself innately, you have to follow his ways completely, and you have to worship him with every fiber of your being. Wow, that is hard. However, the Pesukim continue in Pasuk Gimel, says the Pharisee of Abel, and explained that in light of our previous failures, Hashem decided to make it easy for us. Instead of having to be an all or nothing, one fell swoop, having to summon everything for Yerei Shamayim, rather, it can be done by Lishmor es mitzvos Hashem, es chukos savash enochim sav chayom. If you just take all of the mitzvos, and you take them one by one, and you observe all of them, then subtly, it will accumulate into the same result of Yerei Shamayim. The goal? It does not have to be a big dramatic accomplishment. It can be accomplished one by one by each one of the mitzvos. And letov lach, Hashem has changed that formula to make it easier for us. It's for our benefit that now instead of having to just be some dramatic accomplishment like Avram, it can be done by every one of us by keeping the individual mitzvos.